Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Demai. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, 7 and 8. Mishnah Zayin says, Halokeach mibal habayis. If a person buys produce from a homeowner, namely buys it from someone who has a farm or a garden or an orchard, someone who grew the produce himself, V'chazer v'lachach mimenu shnia, and he goes back and he purchases from him a second time, Meiser mizeh al zeh, he may take tithes from one for the other. Afilu mishtei kupos, even if he got them from two different bins. Afilu mishtei ayaros, even if he got them in two different cities. So this person has a field in Cleveland and a field in Cincinnati. You can assume that the same owner is going to have the same level of reliability when it comes to tithes. So if you take tithes from one on the other, either they were both tithed or they were both untithed, it's very unlikely that you'd be taking tithes from something that was tithed for something that wasn't. Balabayis shahaya mocher yarak bashuk. If a homeowner is selling produce in the shuk, like a farmer's market, bizman shemivin lo miganasav maisa meachas al hakol. When they bring him produce from his own gardens, then you can take tithes from one for all of them. Miganas acheros maisa mikol echad veechad. But if they come from other people's gardens, then you have to take tithes for each one individually, because there's a distinct possibility that perhaps some of them were tithed and some of them were not. Let's look in the Bar Nuro. Meister mizeh al zeh, he can take tithes from one on the other. Dehulu meushar o kulu eno meushar. Either they were all tithed or they all weren't tithed. Uavad shahaya mimin echad, ubitoch shanaso. And it, of course, has to be that they're the same species and the same year. For example, you can't take tithes from barley on wheat. You can't take tithes from wheat on barley. It has to be from the same crop, and they have to be from the same year also. Shein tormin mishel shanazu, Alshal Shana Acheres, because you can't take tithes from this year's produce on another year's produce. So each year has its own obligation of tithes. You can't cross the crops, the seasons. Umiganas Acheros, Meister Mikol Echad Be'echad. If the person selling in the shuk gets his produce from different people's gardens, then you have to take tithes on each one. Tabali Haganos, Shemazet Isar Vazet Lo Isar, because the owners of the gardens, the ones who actually grew the produce, maybe these took tithes and those didn't. Mishnah Ches. Halokeach Tevel, Mishnei Makomos. So now we're talking about something different. This whole Masechta is called Demai. It's about produce that's doubtful whether or not it's been tithed. Now we're saying if somebody purchased Tevel, which is produce that definitely hasn't been tithed, and Tevel ought not be sold, and we'll get into that in one moment. Halokeach Tevel mishnei makomos. If someone purchases Tevel from two different places, maser mizeh al zeh, he can take tithes from one on the other, because they both obviously need tithes taken. It's Tevel. Afal pi she'amru ein adam reshoi limkor Tevel ela b'litzorech. Even though they said that a person is not permitted to sell tevel, is not permitted to sell untithed produce, except in a case of need. So what is this need? We'll see momentarily. Let us look in the Bar Nuro. Mishnei Makomos, he bought it from two different places. Sheshnei Hamochrim Hodiyuhu Shehu Tevel. Two different sellers both said to him, this is tevel. Elo Tzorech, in a case of need. Kagon. So now we're going to find out what this need is that would require someone to sell tevel. Shinis Arev Lechavero Chulin Mu'atin B'tevel Meruba. If his friend had a problem, there was an incident in which a small quantity of chulin, of regular food, fell into a large quantity of tevel, of untithed food. She'edla tevel zet tekana ad shiyaser alav mimakom acher. This tevel cannot be fixed until you take tithes for it from some other produce. V'davka l'chaver mutter limkor tevel. And you're only allowed to sell tevel to a from person, someone who you know is going to take tithes. Lo la'am ha'aretz, but you're not allowed to sell it to an unlearned person who's probably not going to take tithes. V'am ha'aretz shenis arev lo chulin b'tevel. And if an unlearned person has an incident where his small quantity of regular food falls into his large quantity of untithed food, ketzad hu oseh, what can he do? Holich itzel chaver, he has to go to a learned friend. V'hulo keach lo tevel mimakom acher u'ma'aser lo. And then that learned friend can go and buy tevel from somewhere else and tithe it for him. So this is the scenario that would require someone to purchase tevel, in which case someone would be allowed to sell him tevel. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Join us tomorrow. We will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Tes and Yud.